broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Welcome back, my fellow Americans. Yes, indeed, you are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live. We are indeed live on your radio for Thanksgiving. Why are we live, you might say? Because we love you. We believe your family and friends and fellow patriots soldiering on for the protection of God, family, and country. The protection of life, liberty, and property. And man, we got a row to hoe, but we're sticking together and we're getting her done. The first hour was a tremendous broadcast. This is November 26th in the year of our Lord 2015, and it's hour two of two. We are live for Thanksgiving in hour one. We talked about government. Is it something to be thankful for? Kurt adds the qualifier, good. Good government. Is it something to be thankful for? And the answer is absolutely. Sam adds the proper role of government. Is that something to be thankful for? Yes, indeed. Why I am thankful this Thanksgiving, an incredible column written by our buddy Lloyd Marcus. Am I thankful, says Lloyd? You betcha. The Bible says the more grateful you are, the more God blesses you. God honors our faithfulness, folks. Lloyd continues, he says, but most of all, I am thankful, extremely thankful that so many of you who have refused to surrender our country to the evil forces that seek to destroy America as founded, though not reported, patriots are using their gifts, their talents, and passion to fight back, committed to restoring America. For that, I'm extremely grateful. What are you thankful for this Thanksgiving, huh? Kurt launches into a monologue and summarizes the Governor William Bradford story. The American dream is alive and well for those who are willing to work hard and make right choices. I'm going to say that again. It was so poignant, Lloyd Marcus's statement here. The American dream is alive and well for those who are willing to work hard and make right choices. Wow, what a cool statement. All right, there you have that. Hour two starts now. Kurt Crosby's with me. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family, sir.
Well, happy Thanksgiving to you and buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam. You got a little snow then, you say, huh?
Well, it didn't snow a ton, but, you know, there's a little bit of snow. So, yeah, that's good. It's supposed to snow today, too, by the way.
Southern Arizona view.
I don't think Tucson would have snow, Kurt.
No, that's right. I noticed last night, it looked like we had almost the same temperature. Well, in other words, it was 36 where you are and 63 where I am, so... You know, at least the two numbers were the same. They're just kind of turned around, you know.
Yeah, well, it's probably dyslexia. It's probably colder for you than me, I'm thinking.
Yeah, that's right.
All right.
Now, walking outside by the pool and got my bare feet, you know, so it is.
Hey, don't go outside without your shoes on. You should learn that when you're a kid, Kurt.
Kind of tough to be here at this time of year where the snow and the... You know, the cooler temperatures, but I'm trying to handle it, you know.
All right.
It's a difficult time.
Now, you can't talk about Thanksgiving without talking about Donald, can you, Kurt?
Well, you know, I thought it was interesting that, you know, the hardball guy has to ask the question, hey, which of the candidates is most likely to ruin Thanksgiving? And I thought, what? What kind of a question is that?
It's a question. Anyway. It's a clown question from the mainstream press, Kurt. That's what it is.
I thought you might call it the clown question.
It is. It's a total clown question. How are you supposed to answer that?
Well, it's a great, great point. Yeah.
I think that if you start mentioning the mainstream press, you know, stars' names, that'd ruin my Thanksgiving dinner, Kurt.
Yeah, good point.
What's that chick's name that works for Fox that hates Donald and Donald hates her? What's her name?
Megyn Kelly.
Okay, yeah. Do you think Megyn Kelly would ruin your Thanksgiving dinner, Kurt?
Well, I guess so, but it seems like, you know, if you're a trying to add and not divide America. You wouldn't ask a question like that. You would talk about the good things and the positive points and things like that. Like one of the things I was interested here in the Tucson area where our oldest son lives is, you know, they typically aren't able to grow really nice grass, you know, simply because in the summertime, I mean, it gets really hot and grass isn't really, you know, something that grows so well. But each winter, what they do now is they plant what they call ryegrass. And so I'm walking on this perfectly, you know, green, lush lawn that they've got planted. They, you know, they plant it each winter, and then it dies out as it gets hot in the summer, and then this other kind of a rougher grass takes over. But and I thought, well, I never heard of anybody going to the extra lengths of, you know, having a nice green grass for Christmas, and that's basically what they've got Thanksgiving and Christmas, nice green. You know,
right. How's that going to relate to Donald Trump ruining your Thanksgiving dinner?
Well, I know it's just an example of how the media can promote good or evil. And, you know, in this case, you know, the hardball guys, I guess, like to ruin, in my opinion.
So how is Donald Trump going to ruin dinner? I guess some weird, crazy uncle's going to be like, Donald Trump, and then everybody's just going to go crazy and, like, throw food, and what's going to go down, Kurt?
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense to me, but, you know,
my family would all be talking about Donald Trump and saying what they like about him.
Well, yeah, like Lloyd Marcus did last hour, he appreciated Donald Trump's, you know, ability to basically kind of completely eliminate or annihilate political correctness, and, you know, that's got to be one of his, I guess you could say, the addition of, or one of the great things that he's added to the world today, you know.
Yeah.
I'm not telling you the guy's perfect, but.
Well, let me tell you what you do. If people start fighting about Donald, all you got to do is say, Barack saved the turkey.
That's right. He did.
That's all you got to do is do that, and it'll be okay. But it's interesting to me. I mean, look, only a liberal would say something as goofy as, hey, I think Donald Trump's going to ruin our Thanksgiving dinner. He's not even going to be there, people. I mean, come on.
It's just insane, isn't it?
I've just decided that I ought to make some kind of Donald Trump dish. I don't know if there's a Donald Trump recipe book, but I almost want to make a Donald Trump dish just to launch right into the middle of Thanksgiving dinner and see what that does.
Yeah, there you
go. I mean, if his existence ruins Thanksgiving dinner, just imagine if you had a Donald Trump dish at the table.
Yeah, that's a great point.
All right. Was that a clown question from the mainstream press? Lamestream yesteryear media? I think so. But the next question is, how are these candidates going to celebrate Thanksgiving, Kurt?
Well,
how are they going to spend this? What do they call it? If, you know, if they don't want to be religious, you just say Turkey Day, right?
Well, that's a great point. But, you know, there's a number of them that, you know, have some religious things that they want to point out, you know, and they even talk about old Huckabee. I guess he's spending a little time recuperating from a surgery, but, you know, they do have a bunch of folks that are, you know, maybe doing some good stuff, you know, there. And, but I don't suppose you're going to hear much about that, you know, in the bit of today. I guess the main thing they want to promote is Donald Trump is going to ruin your Thanksgiving, but at least a number of those candidates have some good stuff they're doing for Thanksgiving, you know, spending family time and, you know, a little bit of God, family, country, you know. But
yeah, you got to tell about the uniqueness of each candidate, Kurt, and this is important stuff.
Yeah, the uniquity, as some folks would call it, huh? You know, talks about Rand Paul spending a little time you know, going back to basics, you know, a little bit of Kentucky time there. Looks like, who else? Mr. Ben Carson spent a little bit of family time, you know.
Is Ben rolling back to the hood, do you think, Kurt?
Well, I don't think it'd be the same hood, but if it means where his wife is, where his children are, that's, you know, what it looks like.
By the way, just making this very clear, if you go back to where your wife is and where your children are and you keep that family together and you have a lot of love and kindness, and That'll take the hood right out of the hood, Kurt.
That's a great point, Sam. That's exactly right, and that's what we all ought to do, you know. But it looks like, they're celebrating the 2016 presidential candidates. And they don't mention a lot about Hillary, but they do say Hillary, Marco Rubio, Ben Carson, all going to be with their families in a really cold place called Florida, Miami.
Hey, Hillary's coming home for Thanksgiving. I'm trying to find a way to see if I can get out of here and go golfing.
I guess that Rubio's going to be in Miami, Florida. Chippewa, New York's where Hillary's going to be. And Baltimore, Maryland's where Ben Carson's going to be. Rubio's told some voters at a campaign event he's going to be frying the turkey.
Well, hang tight. Liberty Roundtable Live in seconds. Doesn't he know that's unhealthy?
Has your dancing and romancing done gone away? Are you moaning and a-groaning from the stresses of the day? Are you reeling and appealing because a headache's on the way? Well, relax for just a moment. Stress relief is on the way. Of what am I speaking, you ask? The essential oils of long historic use, the wisdom of the ages, the health care of the ancients, frankincense, myrrh, hyssop, and hundreds of others too numerous to mention. What could be more appealing? Do you know that Young Living essential oils is an element of life that makes them extremely effective in body rejuvenation? This element is called vibration, and it works with body systems, not against them. The professionals at Divine Living Oils have tested and been so impressed with this product that we are using them to help others. And who are we? We are health professionals with many years' experience. Trust us, we have seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. Our motto? Because we care about you. Do your health and spirit a great favor. Call us at 304-542-4226. That's 304-542-4226. Again, that's 304-542-4226.
The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211. Or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
How the 2016 presidential candidates are spending Thanksgiving is kind of important to understand. Now, Barack saved the turkey, just so you know. So they say Trump's most likely to ruin your Thanksgiving dinner, even though he's not there. And I'm just saying right now that all you got to do, if they start just melting down over Trump and people start brawling and fist fighting and getting kind of Jerry Springer-esque, stop it by just telling them that Barack saved the turkey, people. So just understand
no
that.
Problem.
Now, each person is in their hometown, if you will, most of them. But there's unique situations about each candidate that I find interesting. They say George Bush will be spending time with his immediate family, not the Bush clan, which I find fascinating.
Now, you said George, but you mean Jeb.
Jeb, yeah, I'm sorry, Jeb.
But
they're just so similar, it's hard to... You know.
That's right.
Now, they don't even mention Rand Paul, do they, Kurt?
I don't see his name really mentioned.
See, if you leave him out long enough, he's out, right, Kurt?
Well, that's
their attempt, anyway.
You know, they're mentioning Huckabee. They're mentioning...
Good old Mike has knee surgery. He needs kind of some help recovering there, so he's kind of languishing in repair mode.
Yeah, that was interesting.
Carly Fiorina's getting sauced, isn't she, Kurt? What does it say about old Carly?
Well, it does say she's basically going to be making her special cranberry sauce with red pepper flakes, single malt whiskey. I don't know exactly how you do that, but raisin, mustard, oranges, onion, and fresh strawberries. So,
all right.
An interesting sauce.
She's going to get sauced if she puts whiskey in that stuff.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you right now, Carly, she's going to... You still have a hard time getting back on the campaign trail after Thanksgiving. Now, it's kind of interesting. I guess our buddy Ted Cruz... Is it Ted Cruz or Marco Rubio that's going to play Cuban Dominoes?
It looks like Ted.
Okay, Ted's going to play Cuban Dominoes. I didn't know there was a different kind of Dominoes for the Cubans. Did you, Kurt?
I don't know. Does that mean, like, there's just not the right number of numbers on them? What are Cuban Dominoes?
I don't know, Kurt.
Does that mean, you know, their dictator has all the dominoes? You just have one yourself?
Well, that's usually how it works. But I find that fascinating. And so there's kind of some interesting twists, but they're all basically going to be with family and good for them. I commend them for that. Now, Kurt's going to look up Cuban Dominoes on Google. Find out what the heck that means. Meanwhile, though, Rubio has said something that I find fascinating, and I got to commend Rubio. Again, it isn't to us about people. It's about principle. So when people do and say correct things, we give them credit no matter who they are. I mean, even Barack has got credit a time or two. And Hillary Clinton, we actually had to agree with on occasion, too, because when they're right, they're right, Kurt. And when they're wrong, they're wrong. It's that simple for us. It isn't political. It isn't hate. It's merely when you embrace true principle, we're in. And when you don't, we're out. It's that simple. Okay? So I guess it turns out that Marco Rubio says God rules, or God's rules, Trump Supreme Court decisions. Boy, do I agree with that one, Kurt.
Wow.
God's rules, Trump, ooh, I don't know if I can use that word, Trump Supreme Court decisions. Amen, Kurt.
Good point, Marco Rubio. You know, you just don't see that much from him, but he's right on target. I mean, it's almost like he's promoting nullification, et cetera, isn't he?
I don't know that I'd go that far. But it's a good point, and it does tell the tale that, you know, we don't have to listen to the Supreme Court on everything, and we should not, is his primary point, and I agree with that. I wish he believed more in those principles. But when he's right, Kurt, and you got to give him credit.
Yes. Yep, yep. Now, on the whole
Cuban Dominoes
thing, just so you're aware, they say it's the national game of Cuba. They say... you know, that they like to hang out in parks, places like that, public areas, and play dominoes. The older folks like to do it, smoking cigars and wearing the traditional kind of shirts, I guess. I don't know exactly what those are. They keep several tables in a constant state of activity. I guess that's what Mr. Ted Cruz is going to do.
But how do you play Cuban Dominoes, Kurt? I mean, I gotta understand.
The double nine is the most widely played version of Dominoes, except for Santiago de Cuba, where they traditionally play with the double six. Maybe they have trouble counting past that. Two teams of two players acting as partners play Cuban Dominoes. There are three standard games. They say 100, 150 are the longest version, which is 200 points. The most popular game is played to 150 points. The two teams usually play three sets. Whoever wins two games out of three wins the match. So, yeah, I guess, you know, as usual, they're placed face down on a domino table. One player mixes up the tiles by sliding them around randomly. that all sounds normal. Each player places the 10 dominoes in his hand on edge facing away from the other players so that he's the only one that can see them. Some domino tables have special channels or a raised edge to help keep the hand upright. Wow. But anyway, I don't see any real big difference.
I think the difference is some of the rules in the games you play. You know, with dominoes, there's not just one game or not one way to play. There's a lot of things you can do with dominoes. So I think the point is, how do you play Cuban, what do they call it, double nine dominoes is the real question.
Because it's the blocking style of dominoes. Much of the strategy involves counting fiches or guessing what fiches, I guess that's, you know, what dominoes your opponents have in their hand, and playing fiches that put truncates or blocks that prevent your opponents from making a play. They say, obviously, it's wise to get rid of high-numbered dominoes in your hand when possible, because the losing team is penalized based on the total number of their dominoes. I don't see that that's any different, but anyway.
Yeah, the rules are slightly different of the double nine game, or the double nine nature of is kind of the difference or whatever. Now, I know they would say we're racist for trying to figure that out, Kurt, but I just was interested in the culture that Ted Cruz is spending on Thanksgiving, and I wanted to learn about that culture. There's no hostility. I just find it fascinating to learn about that, and I didn't really realize that dominoes was such a key game in Cuba.
Yeah, I guess it's... you know, at least the one thing nice about it is it doesn't require too many batteries or, you know, plugged-in devices, et cetera. You know,
well, that depends, Kurt. Now, you're not thinking properly. You forgot about the new age, my friend.
Oh, yeah.
Because now they've developed an Android game where you can play Cuban dominoes right there on your phone, bro. Kid you not. True story.
Well,
you can play Cuban double nine dominoes right there on your smartphone, my friend.
I'm a double 12 kind of fan myself.
Double 12? What does that mean?
Yeah, that's just a, well, it's a dominoes and it goes up to double 12. So,
is that really for reals?
Or maybe double 16s, I can't remember. But anyway, all I can tell you is it has some big numbers. You know,
I think Kurt's double confused. I've never seen double 16s on them dominoes before.
Yeah, I'll have to look it up.
Maybe Kurt Cosby has the American dominoes. They're bigger and better than everybody else's. Maybe that's what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Rubio, God's rules trump Supreme Court decisions. Wow. I want to repeat that like over and over, because boy, do I agree with that. Now, I went on the Blaze today, Kurt, because I wanted to see what they were saying about Thanksgiving. And they had a very interesting story that I think is worthy of bringing up for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Okay? And there's a guy by the name of Pastor John Burke, Kurt. He's of the Gateway Church in Austin, Texas. He has studied more than 1,000 near-death experiences, okay?
Ooh.
And he notes some very cool consistencies that people have observed in their afterlife patterns that align perfectly with the Bible, and I thought it would be worthy of talking about a couple of these. They're fascinating.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today. With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
We are indeed live for Thanksgiving, ladies and gentlemen. Why? Because we want to spend time with you on this wonderful, sacred day of remembrance, a day of Thanksgiving, a day to point our hearts and minds and thoughts towards God and the gratitude we have for all that He has given us. We're talking about Pastor John Burke. He's of Gateway Church in Austin, Texas, and he has studied 1,000-plus cases of people who claim they visited heaven after nearly dying. And here are some of the phenomenal patterns that have been discovered. Now, normally I avoid this kind of talk because, you know what, there's so many unknowns about the afterlife. Because there's inconsistencies many times in the stories, and because there's so many things we don't know, and because sometimes people are doing it not for the right reasons. It's a made-up story for financial or political or whatever gain or stardom or popularity, and you never know really the truth of the details. We've heard of people writing books on this topic, and before you know it, it's a meltdown because it wasn't true or whatever. So I don't usually talk about these topics, but there's a reason I'm doing it today. And that is because I've mentioned over and over and over that we want to promote God, family, and country this Thanksgiving. And we want to avoid the keys to theology. We don't want to divide on this issue, but we want to really recognize and be grateful for the Judeo-Christian beliefs that our founders had and that we need to carry forward and protect in America today. And when this pastor, I don't even know what kind of church it is, but I know this. He found some fascinating patterns that really relate to what we're talking about. He says, first off, these patterns align perfectly with the Bible. Burke examined the stories in detail in his new book, Imagine Heaven, Near-Death Experiences. Now, there's the most prevalent claims relating to heaven that I find fascinating. And finding these commonalities of what people say really align with scriptures, Pastor Burke says. Now, the five elements that are most common are this. People feel more alive than ever before. Now, that's fascinating because we're talking about dying and going to the afterlife, right? But people feel more alive than ever before. If that's not a statement towards life after this life or the resurrection of Jesus Christ and his ability to grant us life, I don't know what is. And that's why I bring it up. I testify that we will live again. All right? He said they see loved ones. Again, one of my beliefs is that we can have families forever, that we can be together forever, that, you know what, in the next world, when we return to our God, we will have the commonalities, the socialities that exist in our lives today, but heightened, coupled with eternal glory, right? They experience profound beauty. They recognize absolutely brilliant, beautiful colors. And they see a man of light, many interpret to be Jesus Christ. When people die, they leave their body, but they're more alive than they've ever been before. It's even hard for them to realize many times that they are dead. Many people say that their five senses expand to 50. With brilliant colors and amazing sights that overtake them in the apparent afterlife. Many people report mountains or trees, flowers or fields that are so beautiful. Many talk about vibrant colors, more alive than you can possibly imagine. Many people have expressed seeing a man of light that they consistently describe as brighter than the sun. He is a person, and they understand intuitively that he knows them personally. The pastor continued and says, those who know Jesus Christ know exactly who he is, but those who even don't know God have a feeling that he knows them personally. They don't know exactly who he is, but they know that he's God. They never want to leave. It's also common that they see loved ones who have passed on before them, making this pastor believe there's a continuity between earth and heaven in terms of relationships that endure beyond the grave. Wow. The pastor tells the Blaze of how he came to believe in God. He was diagnosed with terminal cancer. He didn't believe in God, but he had a long journey. And after reading a book of near-death experiences, his lack of belief in God was shattered. He said, I was not a follower of Christ. I was not a Christian. But now I am. All right? Now, I only bring that up, Kurt. I usually don't even focus on these things, like I said, because I don't like the inconsistencies. I'm not comfortable with delving into the things that we really don't know a ton about in terms of the details, right? But what I will say, and the reason that I bring it up today is because this really culminates into God lives, and he loves us. And he has a son, Jesus Christ, that literally died for us and was resurrected. And because of his atonement, his perfect, sinless life, justice can be tempered with mercy in our behalf. In the Judeo-Christian ethic that our founders died and bled and suffered so much for, is alive and well in America today, and we can worship how, where, or what we may. And even though we've lost a lot of freedoms in America, I want to quadruple down in defense of God, family, and country, and in defense of the ability to believe as we want to. And I believe, as well as this pastor, and we're of different religions, I'm sure, but we both believe that there is life after death, that we can live again, and that relationships are perpetuated beyond the grave. What a wonderful testimony, and what a wonderful blessing that is, and what a healing balm of comfort that is in my life. And so I'm grateful for the knowledge that relationships do perpetuate beyond the grave. You know, we talked about Lloyd Marcus, our good friend, last hour, and what he was grateful for. He says he's grateful for his wife of 39 years. We talked about the value, the importance of marriage. And I want to say I'm grateful for the knowledge that I have that me and my wife, if we remain faithful to God's commandments, can be together forever. Families can be together forever. Wow, isn't that a cool concept? Isn't that just a fascinating idea? All right, maybe I digress, but I wanted to get that out this Thanksgiving because this pastor believes this. It's in The Blaze. If you want to go read the whole story, The Blaze has that. So all the mainstream press is telling you there's a new poll out. Donald's going to ruin your Thanksgiving dinner. That's what they spend their time on, folks. The Blaze and Liberty Roundtable and others, we spend our time on these kind of, well, redeeming ideas for Thanksgiving. Do you see the tremendous contrast? I hope we leave you today with hope. I hope we leave you today with a greater amount of faith and comfort. There is an article, I got to give the mainstream press credit some, Kurt. There is an article from the Deseret Morning News, that is mainstream press, but they do have a lot of good articles. And their article starts out like this. Researchers find that gratitude can change lives for the better, by Chandra Johnson. Yeah? What do you think of that, Kurt?
You know, it's hard to, I guess you could say, add to that, but, you know, it's interesting to me to hear the different things that people are saying. And like you said, when the mainstream media wants to promote how Donald Trump's going to ruin your Thanksgiving, it's just kind of silly. And it's a great contrast when you look at what Lloyd Marcus has to say about it. You know, I was looking at some of the different, you know, it's pretty light news on Thanksgiving typically.
Right. And before you go to the next article, though, I want to just kind of tell you about this. Researchers find that gratitude can change lives for the better.
Yeah.
Now, this one lady, she, well, this Parade magazine author, her name is Janice Kaplan. And she was really depressed that things just sucked. But on New Year's Eve, Kurt, she decided to make a New Year's resolution. And that changed her life. It wasn't to get in shape. It wasn't to get rid of some annoying habit. It was simple. She decided to simply be more grateful for her husband. I'm going to tell you about it because it's fascinating.
Whoa.
Liberty Roundtable live on Thanksgiving, baby.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com. and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
When camping overnight, your tent is one of the most important items you'll have with you. That's why it's vital to have a quality tent that is easy to carry and will withstand the elements. Teton Sports offers top quality tents for any of your camping needs. The Outfitter XXL cot tent weighs only 4 pounds, but provides plenty of space for a comfortable night's sleep. Teton Sports also has a 6-man tent, which weighs only 14 pounds for camping overnight with friends and family. Each tent is easy to assemble and is easily transportable, and each is made with 1200mm coated polyester, providing strong and durable protection from weather and cold. Teton Sports also offers sleeping bags, backpacks, duffels, and more to ensure a quality outdoor experience. Wherever your outdoor adventures take you, you will be safe and comfortable in a quality tent from Teton Sports. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman's Warehouse, Dick's Sporting Goods, Wholesale Sports, or visit TetonSports.com.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about Thanksgiving. We're talking about gratitude. Researchers find that gratitude can change lives for the better. Deseret News brings us the piece. Good for them for covering it. But it's fascinating. They're talking about this lady. Now listen. She's Parade Magazine editor and author. Janice Kaplan, big time liberal, but she, tried something. Gratitude. It changed her life. It wasn't to get in shape or to curb some annoying habit or anything like that. What she decided to do for her New Year's resolution is, to be grateful for her husband. She said, I spent a month only finding nice things to think about and to say to my husband. It started out as a joke, she said, but it ended up being dramatic, romantic, and wonderful. It changed my marriage, she says. Wow. Well, at first she was going to do it, but she actually did it for a whole year, Kurt, and it culminated into a book for her. She said, believe it or not, that's been one of the best years of my life. If you look at it from the outside, nothing particular happened. I didn't win the lottery. I didn't go to Hawaii, but by reframing situations as they happened from a place of gratitude, I was able to change how I felt about things. And one of the phrases I always use to teach my family about it is get a new view. Kaplan's experiences, Kurt, are actually backed by science. The University of Berkeley and these other places show that gratitude increase well-being even when times are tough. The University of Davis psychologist chimes in, and they've conducted multiple studies that, believe it or not, gratitude boosts optimism and happiness. It reduces depression and anxiety. It strengthens your immune system. And it's even shown to promote well-being for war veterans. If we study about how gratitude impacts human lives, it's some of the most important research being done today. Why? Because gratitude costs so little compared to any other alternative. In other words, it's free. If we choose to ignore this basic truth, we steer ourselves off course, the scientists exclaim. Now, the John Templeton Foundation, published in 2013, found that while most Americans do feel gratitude, they're not very good at expressing their gratitude. 90% said they're grateful for their family. 87% said they're grateful for their friends. And more than 95% agreed that gratitude was an important principle for parents to teach to their children. Yet only 44% of men and 52% of women expressed gratitude on a regular basis. and the youngsters, 18 to 24-year-olds, expressed gratitude the least. That's a shame, say these scientists. To not express and feel gratitude puts people at a physical, mental, and an emotional disadvantage. The more evidence I see, the more strongly I am swayed that gratitude is a basic human reality, says the scientist. Culture and competition gets in the way of expressing our gratitude, but we've got to get it done. Even the scientists say so, Kurt. So when we talk about Thanksgiving, I guess my humble plea to all of you, my prayer, if you will, would be that we have a little more Thanksgiving every day, Kurt. What do you say?
I couldn't agree more, Sam. Gratitude is the key to a, in my opinion, a good life. If you have that basically as part of your, I don't know if you could say DNA, but just the way you live, you will enjoy, you know, life better. It's part of that whole glass half full or glass half empty idea. And when people have that approach, it's amazing to see how one individual can be very happy and another individual can think, hey, man, times are tough for me, you know.
Absolutely. Now, one fantastic story we found in the news. This lady's 107 years old, ladies and gentlemen. She understands the principle, and she didn't even have to hang out with the scientists to get it, Kurt.
Well, that's right. And she promotes over and over this idea of family, Sam. She basically is, you know, saying that, hey, that's how you live good and you have a great time. It's her name is Grace. She's a Cedar City resident, and 107 years old. She still loves a good riddle. She just has a great time. She has laughter and love. She says her two main reasons. She's lived to celebrate her 107th birthday. The happy event, they say, included 5 children, 18 grandchildren, 49 great-grandchildren, even 7 great-great-grandchildren. She said, we had a crowd and made it fun. even though she's suffering from loss of her vision and several other things, she knows how to have...
I feel her pain, by the way.
Yeah. She was married back in 1930 and raised a family on a farm in Cedar City. Her husband, I guess, died at the age of 97 in 1993. She continued to walk on a treadmill daily and live independently until she was 103. At 106, she accepted the ice bucket challenge, kind of like you, Sam. She can recall when oil lamps were replaced by electric light. Anyway, this lady's been around for a while, and she wants to stick around a little longer. Got a few more things, she says, for a good diet. She suggested less sugar and desserts. With the occasional exception of a delicious apple pie, she recommends eating more wholesome garden vegetables. Bottom line is this lady can tell you a lot about living well. And, we're thankful for people like her that show us.
Amen to that. Now, let me tell you some things that are the keys to her success. Less sugar and apple pie, all that kind of stuff. But what it says in the article is she's going on laughter, family, and faith. And I submit to you that family and faith are two key components that we've talked about for 2 hours straight, my fellow Americans. Now, she adds laughter in there, and I agree. You know what? Laughter is good for the soul. There's plenty of research on that. So, you know what? Laugh a lot. Don't laugh at people. Laugh with people, if you will.
Yep.
But it also says that this lady, her name is Grace Simpkins, she still loves a good riddle, Kurt.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
You want to tell everybody the riddle?
Well, all right.
It's a cool riddle, Kurt. Come on.
What stays in a corner but travels all over the world? And then after a pause came the answer. She says it's a postage stamp. There you go.
Good point. Didn't think of it, but great point. She's 107, and she's got her wits and her intellect about her. And she says the key to success, ladies and gentlemen, is family, laughter, and faith. Now, think about that combination. All I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, is it is a blessed day in America. It's a blessed time to be alive. I know we've got problems. I know we live in perilous times. I get it. I also get, though, that if we're going to be grateful, if we're going to turn towards the Judeo-Christian founding of our nation, if we're going to turn to personal self-government and the proper role of government, if we're going to turn to God, family, and country, and if we're going to protect life, liberty, and property, it all starts with gratitude. It all starts with thanksgiving every day. It starts with knowing there's life after death, that we will live again, that family relationships are perpetuated, can be perpetuated beyond the grave. God's rules trump Supreme Court decisions, as Marco Rubio says. Okay? Spend time with your family as the presidential candidates are doing today. Understand that we could avoid the clown questions from the mainstream press by focusing on things that matter most. The American dream, ladies and gentlemen, is alive and well for those who are willing to work hard and make right choices. What are you thankful for this Thanksgiving, we ask? We've told you a few things we're thankful for. What are you thankful for? Spend some time quietly to contemplate that reality. And then put your boots on, my fellow Americans. Go to work. Make wise choices. And dream the American dream and make it become real with those you love around you. Will you please? That's a wrap. Sam and Kurt live on Thanksgiving. Hope you enjoyed the broadcast. Hopefully it was educational, entertaining, and hopefully it gave you a little more gratitude attitude, huh? All right. You can find us on the Roku player. Look at the special interest section. Check out the Liberty News Radio channel. Live and on demand, free Roku radio at your fingertips. Turn any phone into a radio anytime. Dial 712-432-5339. That's 712-432-5339. LibertyRoundtable.com for live and on demand radio, unique columnist content, and more. Happy Thanksgiving. This nation shall endure.